Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Uncorked Gamers. I am your host, Jeff.
And I'm your main boy, Dan.
And we're here to talk about video games again.
Just us two, yet again. This time, Adam's not sick.
Yeah, but
just not here.
Just doesn't.
If you want to try to get him back on the show, you can.
Or spam his email.
Let me pull up his Twitter, and I'll tell you where you can send him tweets at. You can send tweets at.
Please do this.
At AdamRay831, and we're using the hashtag Where's Adam.
Where's Adam? Please, just everybody, just go crazy. He'll get a good laugh out of this, I think.
Post pictures of your milk bottles with Adam's.
Do they sell milk bottles?
I think so.
Cause that'd be awesome.
In Canada, they use bags.
I've never had. Oh, they do that in Mexico too.
I've gotten milk in Mexico from like in glass bottles.
Yeah.
Not in bags.
You've never gotten milk in the bag?
Never gotten milk in the bag.
Yeah, I've done it.
Okay.
It's
What part of Mexico were you in?
Every part.
No, dude.
I've been all over Mexico, dude.
And they all had bags.
Yeah.
Have you been to Jalisco?
No.
Well, that's where I was, and they didn't have bags.
Well, they do have bags. You just didn't look hard enough.
Maybe the town I was in didn't have bags.
I don't know what to say. If I was there, I'd find a bag. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I could find a bag, too, and pour milk into it.
That's not the same. Speaking of milk. No, not speaking of milk.
I was wondering where you're going to take that one. Really curious.
So, yeah, please spam his Twitter, please. I encourage you to do it, and I really hope you do. Make sure you make a false account, too, so he doesn't...
Yeah, we don't want you guys getting any issues with him or anything.
Yeah, just go ham. Seriously.
Hardcore.
Please.
Hashtag where's Adam?
Hashtag where is Adam?
AdamRay831. That's AdamRay831.
Just so there's no mistake.
No confusion. Some new tidbits for Uncorked Gamers. We have a Uncorked Gamers Gmail account now, so you can email us at uncorkedgamers@gmail.com. I have access to this email, so Adam doesn't have to be here for me to read your questions. So use that from now on. Also, we have a Twitter, @uncorkedgamers. So you can follow us on Twitter, @uncorked. You know how hard it is to say that? @uncorkedgamers.com.
Uncorked Gamers. Yeah, that is hard.
I hate you, Twitter. I'm gonna try to get Jeff hooked up with that Twitter stuff because I'm not very Twitterable, but hopefully I can get all of us hooked up to it.
I might be the tweeter,
and maybe we'll just get random tweets from all of us. But I think mostly it'll probably be from Jeff.
So yeah,
he also has a Black Hole Flare Twitter now.
What?
So don't forget to follow.
I have one of those now.
Yeah.
Nice.
@BlackHoleFlare.
I'll be streaming this Saturday, by the way. By the I don't time know what. This. Yeah.
You wanted to check out. Last time you said you really wanted to take a look at Spec Ops: The Line.
Yeah, I wanted to restart that because I kind of left it, and you know I don't even know how far into the game I got.
Just do it on normal, dude. Just do it on normal. Enjoy the story. Enjoy the experience.
I'm going to do that. I might play multiple games, actually. I think I want to do that.
You need to set up
just
kind of
play it. Yeah. Play a couple hours for one game, a couple hours for the next game.
Whatever. Oh, but here's a question, though. Does that mean you're going to pull back on Destiny?
Oh, no.
But, I mean, how are you going to have a schedule? Are you going to just do it all in one day?
I'll figure something out. And then, but the expansion.
Expansion's coming out.
Yeah, like 19th, that's like next right? month. The 9th?
19th?
I thought it was the 9th. I mean, it ends with a 9.
It ends with a 9.
Something with a 9 in it. And it's not the 29th.
I'm not going to lie. As Jeff here knows, I've pulled back on Destiny a bit. Quite a bit.
I don't know why.
Two or three times a week.
It's really fun playing with Dan.
Yeah, it is really fun, but it's like, I got shows I try to watch. My DVR gets filled up. And like, because I'm always playing Destiny. I get home. I log on to Destiny. I'm not watching any of my shows. I'm not taking care of everything in the house that needs to be taken care of. My life is falling apart because of this game. I had to pull back. But I'm hoping that over this holiday break. I'm gonna get a nice good long day in.
Yeah, well, I think I'm gonna cut back a little bit too. But maybe not. I want to, but I think it's gonna happen. I have a good time with that game.
It is a really good time. We actually got a raid group now. It's nice and solid.
Yeah, I got like three raid groups going. Like, what? Yeah.
What's the point of that?
Well, just in case one of them doesn't want to do it or it's too full or something.
Well, how many of them can I get into?
Every single one of them.
All right, that's what
I'm saying. As long as you're on my team, I'll take you on my team, dude.
All right. Because I know you had a couple raid groups where they're always like, oh, no, we just need one person.
So, yeah, that's happened before. But, yeah, so, you know, pick it up if you haven't yet. New DLC for Destiny. Should be pretty cool. New weapons, new maps, new gear.
New trailers.
New raid, new strike.
And it looks nice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to get me back in for a while at least.
If you guys don't like it, then yeah, so be it. Whatever. I know a lot of people hate it too, but I enjoy it.
Alright. Well, we got a couple new announcements announcing new games. Capcom has said that the producer of Resident Evil 5 and Lost Planet has announced that the Capcom's making a new game, and that game's going to be for PlayStation 4. So this is like the second exclusive game Capcom's made for the PlayStation 4. First one being Deep Down, which hasn't come out yet. And this is a new one that's also going to be PS4. I'm not sure if it's exclusive, but they say PS4 title.
Yeah, so expect a lot of DLCs with Capcom. They seem to be DLC company now. Sad to hear, but it's true.
Yeah, I'm hoping this newfound love between Capcom and PlayStation means I'm gonna get myself a new Monster Hunter on PlayStation. I fucking hate you, Nintendo.
And
that one slipped out. Whoa, Freudian slip. Nintendo, if you take Monster Hunter away from me for one more goddamn generation, I will fucking find you.
He's mad. He wants his Monster Hunter. Please, Nintendo. Please.
Give it up.
I'm sitting right here next to him.
Break that contract.
He might hurt me.
Oh, what contract? Don't fucking lie to me.
So, yeah, Monster Hunters. Should be nice. Also, Square Enix announced a RPG exclusive to the new consoles. I don't know if there's going to be any exclusivity to one or the other, but it's going to be the first RPG that's only for the new consoles. And nothing is really known. It was just a short announcement. So there'll probably be more info as the week goes on, or maybe the next couple weeks. We'll see. But I'm definitely down to play a new RPG. I haven't played one in a long time. And it is one of my favorite type of games.
Yeah, I'd be really impressive to see what they do with the power of the PlayStation 4. Because, I mean, just look at the jump that RPGs made between the Super Nintendo and the PlayStation 1 with Final Fantasy 7 and 8 and 9. Man,
that was an incredible jump.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, everything was just, like, so amazingly better. I mean, graphic-wise, and even story-wise. Well, I mean, 6, 6 was pretty good. Yeah. 6 was a really good game. And 7 was a really good game. But, you know, I mean, just graphics-wise and mechanics and all that stuff, like, it was just so much better.
I don't know why. I get the feeling that PlayStation 4 is going to be that next big leap. Yeah. I just hope it's a more traditional RPG. I don't like the new combat systems they've been using, like the...
Like the one from,
Final Fantasy 13, something like that, and it's just kind of like, I don't know.
13 was interesting in the fact that you can only control one character. I didn't like that. I
know the Tales games have been doing that, and like there's other games like Phantasy Star does that and stuff like that, but I feel like it's funner in those games or something like that, you know?
It almost seems like they were trying to do like an action RPG with the word 13, but it didn't really work out that way.
Yeah.
I mean, it was still like turn-based, but it was only one character that you could actually do it with, and it was annoying.
Isn't the next one, like, 15 going to be, like, full-on action RPG at this point?
It's supposed to be. From what I see, that's what it's looking like.
How do you feel about that?
I like those, dude. I mean, I played,
Yeah, this is Final Fantasy, though, man.
Final Fantasy has changed all the time, though. They change, like, almost every game.
Breaking the Sacred Cow, then, dude.
Every game is like different, dude. They use new combat systems all the time. Like,
nowadays,
yeah. Look at what was it, Final Fantasy 12? Right? It was.
Yeah. Was that the one with the little gambit system? That was basically 13's like before 13.
It was just stupid strings, you know, to shoot out the enemies, and then everything. Like, you don't even have to push a button. You can just set everything to do to be an automatic battle, and you can just walk around and just wait for them to do whatever.
That's true. Yeah,
that was the most retarded.
I kind of didn't beat that one either, probably because
I went through the game just because I had to. Like, I have to go through the game.
I have to. I have 9 and 12 that I'm like at the end. I just haven't gotten back around.
Oh, you should
them.
Do 9.
I should. I'm there. I'm at the last dungeon. But those last dungeons, I always look at them. I'm just like, oh, it's gonna be really long drag. And like, I don't know if I have the time or the patience for this right now.
It shouldn't be more than a couple hours. I don't really remember the last battle there, but it shouldn't be that long, dude.
No, but it's just such a chore. Like, you bye-bye beautiful, jeez, colorful
world. Do you
world.
Like these games or not?
I do, but those last dungeons in RPGs, I'm always like, ugh. 15 floors, great. Yeah, the same background. Oh, 8 more bosses.
No, it's just the same boss over and over again as he changes.
No, to get to the last boss, there's usually
like
five
mini bosses. They're not that hard. what was that game? I'm blanking on the game. Star Ocean. Star Ocean was one of my favorite RPGs. It was an action RPG. I never got to finish it, actually. I still have it. I have the game. I just haven't really hooked up my PlayStation to play it. But I love the style of the combat style in that one.
That was really good.
And you know, like you know, so that's what I mean. Like, you know, if this new Final Fantasy is going to be anything like that, dude, then you know, I have no problems with it if they change the system. As long as it's a good system like that one, dude. You know, as long as you get to do your own inputs, you know. You do what you want. It's not all automatic. Mm-hmm. Then that's fine with me. You know, like I just don't want the computer to be controlling the whole game because it's not a game. You know what I mean? Like, if you can just set a game, like 12. You know, you set a game to do everything for you. Then you're not actually playing it. It's retarded.
Yeah. I mean, even 13 was kind of like that. It's like you just decided what mode everybody else was in. And like, it was just like, well, why give me a party if all I'm deciding is if they're a defender or what class they're set up as? Why do I have a party?
Well, hopefully this one. I mean, it looks it's gonna look pretty no matter what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, using the new graphics. I mean, it's gonna be a beautiful looking game.
It looks pretty already.
Yeah.
It has dinosaurs. Like, front and center.
It's always been dinosaurs.
There's always been, but there's kind of, like, some random, like, enemy you find somewhere.
There's, like, T-Rexes in 6, I think.
Yeah. But not so front and center like this one.
There was a T-Rex in 9 also.
Yeah, I think there was a T-Rex in 9. They're called, like,
Pterosaurs. They should have, like, a Brontosaurus or something. Those fake dinosaurs.
I hate you, science. First you take away Brontosaurus, and then you take away Pluto. Something big for those of you that listen to the podcast and haven't picked up a PlayStation 4 yet. Hopefully this is out and working in time. eBay is going to have PlayStation 4s for $330.
What?
Find out more about that from sites like Siliconera or IGN or whatever site. I'm sure any gaming site you look at will have a link to it. It looks like the retailer is going to be Newegg, and that they're going to be starting Wednesday. The price is going to be $329.99.
It's a pretty good price.
Mm-hmm. They have supposedly they have about 10,000 units to sell.
And don't forget either, the Xbox One is also doing their Christmas sale.
Oh yeah, I hear that it's getting dropped even further to like $320, something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man. So remember that too when you're.
Remember what it was. It was the $330 price line, whatever that it's at now, plus a free game. So it's basically like getting it for like $280 something.
Well, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
So I mean, now you have no excuse to buy both, huh?
Yeah, buy both for the price of one.
1.5. It's a good deal. So you know, whatever you guys want, go ahead and pick it up, man. It's going to be some good sales.
Yeah, and speaking of price drops, so Xbox finally listened to us here at Uncore Gamers, and they're giving people that bought early editions of Xbox One a free game. So that's really cool. That free game is...
Any free game?
No. Oh, no. Limbo.
Hey.
The game has been out for like 3 or 4 years, and it's an indie title.
Wow.
I mean, that's cool and all, but people buying Xboxes now...
It's such a short game, too.
Yeah, people that buy an Xbox One now get, like, Titanfall, or...
Like a triple A game.
Or, like, Isn't there an Assassin's Creed bundle or something like that?
Yeah, I think there is a bundle.
There's a Call of Duty bundle.
There's a Call of Duty bundle also, yeah.
So, thanks, Microsoft, for Limbo. You tried, bud. You tried.
Please, Microsoft. Come on. Also, oh my god, I'm blanking on the name. The $25 game.
Oh, Evil Within.
Evil Within, thank you.
At Kmart right now, $25.
Yeah.
So pick that up if you're
Don't wait
that.
For Christmas. Do it now.
Mm-hmm.
If you like the, you know, those horror type games. I haven't played it myself, but I've seen some gameplay on Twitch.
Yeah, they say if you like Resident Evil 4, you're gonna like this one.
It's pretty cool. It looks really good. I wanna play it. I definitely wanna pick it up. And now I have no excuse not to buy it because it's $25.
Yeah. Just go do it.
Just came out, so
just go ahead and leave the podcast. I'll try to continue this on my own while you go drive out to Kmart.
Should
and pick
we just
that
pause
up.
For like 40 minutes and wait for them to come back?
They won't know. We'll pause while you guys pause. Go ahead and pause the podcast.
Oh yeah, you guys can pause. Why should we pause?
Drive out to your Kmart. And then it'll be like we never left. We were waiting for you the whole time. And welcome back.
Hey, I'm Jeff.
Thanks. Great deal, right, guys? Right. Awesome. Glad you guys got that.
Okay, so another great deal, right?
Yeah.
The Shadow of Mordor plus Lord of the Rings Blu-ray Trilogy. And I think you mentioned there's also a couple paperbacks.
You get the paperbacks of The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings trilogy.
For $55.
No.
Oh, no. Sans the books, I think.
Yeah, sans the books, maybe. But no, the whole package is... this is the Blu-ray and the extended edition ones. The whole package is... With the books and everything, it's $78 with the free shipping. Or something like that. Off of Amazon, but unfortunately, that's a gold box deal. So by the time you hear this podcast, that's probably gone. If you can find your way into getting that, though, definitely check out Amazon. See if that's still happening by the time you listen to this. They might have like a different version of it, like without the books or without the movies or something like that.
Yeah. So with the books, it's $73, and without the books, it's $55. For just the game and the movies.
Yeah, I should have done that one. I went all in. I got the books and everything.
Are you gonna read the books?
I should. I tried reading The Hobbit I tried reading The Fellowship of the Ring a long time ago.
Well, I mean, if you're not gonna read the books, you can still cancel and buy the.
No, I'll probably get the books. Okay. I mean, I'll have copies of the books, so I should have copies of the books. You know.
You should read the books before you watch the movies, but that's too late.
Yeah, that's way too late. I saw the animated movies, man, back in like early 90s and whatnot.
I really love those movies, too.
Yeah. I'm not the big fan of the Lord of the Rings one. I like the Hobbit one.
Really?
Though.
I like those, too. I never even heard of the Lord of the Rings before the movies came out.
Really?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, I enjoyed the movies.
You never saw the animated ones?
No. I didn't even know about the Lord of the Rings.
Wow.
I saw a movie and it looked epic, and I was like, yeah, let's go watch that. And I watched it, and I was like, yeah, it's a cool movie.
You
and then they did, like, two more.
You liked all the walking and the talking?
It seemed like an adventure, you know, like, kind of reminded me of Link in the Adventure of Link.
Well,
I mean, Link is like an elf, right? Like that guy. And has pointy ears, so it's kind of like doing, you know, live-action video game, I guess.
I guess so. I mean, still, I mean, it goes to show. You put a Zelda skin on anything, you still like the trash that's behind it. Love you, Nintendo.
Monster Hunters, please.
Yeah, seriously, give me that Monster Hunter back, you jackass.
Jesus, man. You really want this game, don't you?
Nintendo takes everything that I love from other consoles.
It's not taking this away. It's not. It's pretty much a done deal at this point.
It's holding Monster Hunter back. Because now Capcom's like, oh, why am I going to create a new engine to make it look super awesome when I can just put it on some Nintendo thing instead of trying? Instead of trying. That's right, Nintendo. That's right.
You'll be fine, Dan.
You're right, because I got Freedom Wars and other games like it. I mean, they scratch the itch.
Yeah, but it's not a Monster Hunter. It's not a Monster Hunter.
It's not a Monster Hunter. I mean, the one thing that just Monster Hunter has that these other games don't have is that weapon specialization. If you get really good at using the greatsword and you switch over to the hammer, you're going to suck. You know, you really have to get used to the weapons. Because the other games are like, all the weapons are pretty much the same.
It makes sense, right? Get to learn a sword. You should be good with a sword. You haven't used a hammer.
Yeah.
How are you going to... Just going to smash people on the head?
I like that.
It doesn't work like that, dude.
And I like the monster designs.
You can smash a dragon on the head with a hammer.
Yeah, you can, actually. It does stun damage. It's actually pretty effective. Hammer's really good for doing stun locks and stuff like that, but they're not very good for cutting off tails.
No, they're not. You can smash tails.
No, you can cut off tails, yeah.
Okay, well...
What a noob, this guy. Am I right?
So, speaking of Nintendo, they also had a small fire. I really don't know the size of the fire, but they had a fire at the their repair center. And obviously everybody whose games and consoles were affected, you know, they're going to go ahead and replace those. But, you know, if you have a system that got affected, you're probably going to lose a lot of data. And kind of start fresh again. But, I mean, it wasn't Nintendo's fault. I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Maybe their building wasn't up to code. I don't know if it was arson. Whatever the reason.
Is that, like, in America? Or is that in the...
I don't know.
Because if it was in Japan, they had that earthquake recently. That might have...
I don't know. I don't think it was in Japan. I really don't think it was Japan. It was either America or the UK or something like that. But it definitely wasn't in Japan. And the thing is, they're investigating the fire right now. So, I mean, it's still kind of fresh. And I hope it wasn't arson, dude.
Yeah.
Don't mess with gamers, man. Come on.
I mean, they'll hunt you down and stab you.
I just said they were peaceful people, Dan.
Well, no, because if it's the Nintendo console, it's going to be some, like, 5-year-old kid. And they're the ones that always go around stabbing
people. Are they the ones that stab people, the 5-year-olds?
Yeah, you didn't hear the stories? It's like... Little Jimmy stabbed his mother and father because they wouldn't let him play Nintendo. Because he got grounded for being a brat.
What did he stab his parents with?
A knife. Jeez. This actually happened. And not necessarily Nintendo, but some parents, I think it was like an Xbox.
Where was this? I don't remember hearing this story.
This was in the States. I remember this was a while ago that this happened.
This is a 5-year-old?
I don't know if he was 5, but it was a kid. His parents grounded him, took away his Xbox, he flipped out and killed him.
You said it was Nintendo.
No. I said it wasn't.
You said they wanted to play the Nintendo.
I just corrected. I just made sure that there was clear that it was not Nintendo.
Yeah.
Nintendo. I think it might have been Xbox.
Nintendo is peaceful and...
I think it might have been Xbox. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Because Xbox is violent. It's nothing but shooters. Shoot people and stab people. Nintendo? Just jump on Goombas, man. Whatever, dude. It's a Goomba.
You just slaughter things.
When are you going to find a Goomba in real life? Never. So you're never going to stomp on a Goomba. Right?
Right.
Where are you going to find people in real life? Everywhere. Xbox, please. Could you use something other than people in your shooters?
Yeah, let me shoot monsters and aliens.
Maybe cut off their tails with swords.
With giant oversized swords.
Like Cloud.
Yeah, like Cloud.
Oh, I really like Cloud
Sword. Or like Guts.
Dude, Cloud Sword is awesome. The two materia slots, the original.
Yeah, the Buster Sword.
Yeah, Buster Sword,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You didn't notice the sword wasn't sharp.
Wasn't it?
No, it was not sharp. I believe it had a dull edge. I think at least in the movie, I think it had a dull edge.
Huh.
But there's actually a reason to that. Typically speaking, if you have broadswords like that big, because, you know, Guts from Berserk... anime, manga, also a game on Dreamcast is actually pretty good. he had a big sword too. His sword is blunt as well. Apparently, the reasoning behind that is if you have a sword that size, you're not doing pretty damage because of the cut. You're doing damage because you're crushing people.
Nice.
Yeah.
I want to get me one of them swords.
Oh, I know, dude. You should be able to practice
building my arm strength. How heavy would that sword be?
Ridiculously dude, heavy.
To be able to wield it with, like, one hand. You see how he spins it with one hand?
Yeah.
During his victory animation?
No, like, it's nothing. Like, his fingers would be snapping from the pressure of that sword.
Dude, I want to be able to carry a sword that size without a problem.
In real,
just haul it around everywhere, dude. The sword is bigger than me, weighs more than me.
Yeah.
And I'm a pretty big guy. But this sword, I'm pretty sure it weighs, like, over 300 pounds, dude. And just smash cars with it, man. Just bam, dude.
Yeah.
To practice, you know?
I bet, you know, if you were to ask Squire, they'd be like, oh, well, it was made from a very special light alloy metal that Shinra Incorporated uses. It was
made from spider silk.
Spider silk. Makes it really strong and durable, like a sword made of metal, but light, like a feather.
The weapons in that game were cool. They had all kinds of different weapons. Guns and...
Mm-hmm.
Swords and...
And boobs. I mean fists.
Tifa?
Tifa?
I didn't care for that Yuffie chick, though.
Yuffie was fun and lovely.
Yeah, Yuffie was like a brat.
She was a brat, but it was...
Oh, but Eris, that innocent Eris? Oh, man. You know, you can't help but fall in love with her.
Can't. Every time we went to the Golden Saucer, I was like, who you want to take a ride with? Eris.
You don't get to choose.
Yeah.
No, it depends on what you do during the game.
You can also get Barret in there.
Yeah, if you, like, really screw the girls over.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what caused the different people to go on you. But, you know, I learned that later. Once I started going on the internet. And so, yeah, so, like, you know, it all depends on every choice that you make from the beginning of the game up to that point. Then, you know, that determines who you're going to get to ride with you. And at the beginning, you know, when you first split, if you choose Red and Barret over the girls, then that's points against the girls. And if you keep just telling the girls to, you know, just get the hell out of your way, basically, they're not going to go with you on the ride.
You get to ride with...
And you're going to get to ride with Barret.
Hunky Barret.
Big...
It's a dreambo. He's a man cake.
He's a man cake.
Oh, man. Is this going to start one of those infamous five in the laugh attacks?
A man cake. No, oh, my God. That day was really bad.
So we were.
Oh yeah, dude. We gotta tell the story.
All right, so there I am at Jeff's house. We're playing some games, tabletop games, and one of our friends notices that Jeff's dog is having fun with a stuffed animal, and we realize he's having more than fun. Jeff turns around.
He's enjoying himself so much at this point, dude. He's going crazy.
And this dog is just it's going to town. This stuffed animal is like, no, please don't. It's all, and Jeff's dog is like, I'm not gonna listen to you. This is happening whether you wanted to or not. And I think once we turned around, didn't he stop and, like, look at everybody and then just keep going?
I don't even know. I didn't see that. Like, I just brain, started laughing.
In my brain, that's what happened.
I started laughing so hard and I couldn't stop laughing. He just kept going too. And no one did anything to stop him. Not even me.
Well, it's your dog.
The owner of the dog.
I think it would be weird for somebody else to be like, kick your dog and be like, stop doing that.
It was so funny, dude. I couldn't stop it. It was just the funniest thing I've ever seen because he was doing it in front of so many people. And I mean, I've seen him do it before and I take away the doll. And I was just like, dude, stop it because, you know, I got the kids too. And but this time it was just a bunch of adults sitting at a table. And it was just funny. It wasn't creepy anymore. It was comedic. And I just didn't even think about, like, taking it away. I just felt like, hey, let's just keep it going here.
It's kind of creepy.
I think everybody was having a good time.
I think everybody was laughing at you laughing for 5 minutes straight.
Well, doesn't matter what happened, why people were laughing, people were having a good time. And that's all I care about.
I
was hosting, yeah. So I want to make sure everybody's having a good time.
I just want to point out, Jeff wasn't like laughing and like say a couple words. He couldn't speak for 5 minutes because of the laughter.
It was really bad. It was really, really bad.
So I did what any good friend would do, and I recorded it for future use on game days.
I can't wait. Yeah. I can't wait. Random Jeff laughs during random gameplay.
No, I think I'm going to save it.
How are you going to incorporate this into game days?
I think I'm going to save it for a time when you come back on the show. And then in one of those videos, I'm going to just throw it in there.
Throw it in there, whatever? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll see how that works out.
So that means you got to come back on game days.
Oh, that's a for sure thing, dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, maybe down. This time the video will work.
What happened last time?
We recorded a 1 hour session of Infamous Second Son.
Oh, that one, yeah.
When it first came out, it was going to be big for our channel. We're going to get a lot of views because it was a brand new game.
Was this day one?
It was day one.
It was day one.
We sat there. We sat down. We're going to record a straight hour of us playing. It was usually we do like small segments because it's just easier to keep track of everything. So we're like, no, screw it. A straight hour. We sit down. We record. We got a bunch of people. We got it all set up. We're all having a great time laughing. Jokes. For days, and
funny
then
ones.
Yeah, funny good ones, yeah. And then we go back to review times. The video, and the mic was going out.
And audio was missing
for like
in big patches.
Like 80-90% of the hour had no audio except for the game audio because the mic was going in and out. It was one of the cords.
Was the game audio on the whole time?
The game audio was on the whole time. Okay, it's just us. Yeah. So it was sad times. Sad times for game days.
So we kind of scrapped that one, huh?
Yeah, we did. There was not enough to recover.
Yeah, you can't really go back. Like, I don't know. It just seems different if you go back because you know where everything is and what mm-hmm. to do.
Yeah.
And it just kind of defeats the purpose, I guess, of playing a new game on the webpage there.
Yeah.
Game days.
Yeah, maybe I'll have YouTube. You back on when I get my Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah. When are you getting that? When's it arrive?
It's going
to... Is it shipping from Amazon?
Yeah, early December. December 2nd, December 8th.
You should get it really quick.
Hopefully.
So, what else was... I was going to talk about something else. I forgot. I'm going to check my notes real quick.
How about that Counter-Strike Global Offensive?
Oh, yeah, that's right. So... These big names, I don't know these names because I've seen gameplay of the game, but you know I don't watch any like tournaments of it or anything like that. But a lot of big names were caught cheating in this game. I don't know how they got caught. They implemented a program into the game that caught cheaters, but I don't see. We were talking about this. I don't understand how they got into the tournament.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it. I don't know if they were actually cheating during like the finals or something, or if it was like just to get into the tournament, like a preliminary type of thing. Because you would think if you're going to a tournament, you're probably not bringing your PC and you're just using the tournament PCs.
Yeah. So how do you do that?
I think it has to be like a preliminary match. Or maybe you're playing at home and it's just like you're playing an online connection to see.
But do they do that? I don't think they do that for tournaments.
Yeah, I think there's like probably so many people trying to get in.
It just seems, I don't know, it just seems like there would be like a set place for all this. Like, these are preliminary matches, you don't come here at a certain time.
Maybe.
It doesn't seem like they would just let people do it from home.
Or maybe these big names get, like, special attention. Like, that happens a lot in tournaments. Like, somebody's really popular, gets the tournaments a lot of views and stuff like that. You know, they do something or they say something, and then, like, the tournament changes around them because of what they want, you know? Adam's always telling me how it happens in the Halo. Like, the top Halo players, if they don't like a gun, it's banned from the tournament.
What?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
Just because these guys don't like it, you can't use it?
That's what he's telling me. So apparently, like, it's not that uncommon for, like, people, like, big stars in the esports community to kind of get what they want. Because they bring the views, you know?
I don't care. I don't agree with that. I don't care how many views they're getting.
Yeah. I mean, it's not... It's not how it should be run, especially if it wants to be recognized as a sport. It needs to be, like, guidelines regulated. This is what happens. And, like, if you don't like a gun, deal with it. Yeah? If you don't like this, deal with it. It's part of the game.
Well, they only don't like it because they keep getting beat by it. Probably, for some reason, they don't like it.
I believe it.
Dumb jerks. But, yeah, so these guys got banned from tournaments, and they, two of them, one of them, like, basically snitched on everybody else.
Oh, they,
yeah, like, he, FBI like, he, status? Like, he's like, okay, well, these are the guys that were doing it, blah, 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 and he gave out a bunch of names, and he gave a formal apology and saying, I know that this means my career is over, and I basically screwed over my team. And I apologize for all of that. And, you know, and to my supporters as well, I think. Says something along those lines. Another guy also apologized. Not publicly. I don't believe it was publicly. But he did apologize for doing the cheating. But,
yeah, I mean, what else do you do at that point? It's just like, no, I cheated. I'll do it again. No,
it's like, I cheated. Whatever. I don't know. Some people probably wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Especially if their career was over. I mean, if that's all they do is just make money off this game, and then they find out that you were actually cheating this whole time,
mm-hmm.
You need to find a new game. And if you do find a new game, people aren't going to trust you, dude. They're not going to trust you. And so, like, you know, these companies are going to be like, I don't know about this guy. I think we should ban him. You know, it might happen.
All right, they're going to lose sponsorship, probably.
Yeah, for that's sure. For sure. Yeah, that is for sure. This guy's done. He's just done.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good thing about tournaments on console games. You can't really do that on console tournaments. You can't, like, mod console games that easily or anything like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, is this a PC only game?
It's not PC
only.
No,
they had it on console, right?
Yeah, but I think all the tournaments are PC.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe they had somebody on the inside installing some
programs or something like that.
I don't know. But either way, these guys, I think they're going to look into more games now, maybe. Just some PC games. I don't know, some LOL or something. Check for, like,
cheats and stuff like that.
Yeah, dude. It just, like, I mean, this. It seems like this is just, like, the start of something.
What if like, they did this and, like the top, like, 10 Korean, like, StarCraft players were found to be cheating? That would just, like, rock the entire esports world.
What about all the money they make, you know, like, what happens to that? I mean, dude, I'm assuming you can't ask for it back, right?
I guess. Well, I don't know. Can you do it in NFL and NBA? If, like, somebody, you find out they have steroids.
No, they just give them the win. They give them the win. If they won, they won. That's it. They can't overturn a win, I think.
Well, I guess, I guess.
Or they won't.
I guess it's the same problem. I'm sure
they can, but they just won't do it.
So, I mean, there you go. You're trying to get into ESPN, then you gotta stop doing the cheats.
Yeah.
Speaking of esports, I'm not sure if we mentioned this last time. PlayStation has its own esports league that's unrolling in Europe.
Europe.
That's
far away from here.
I think it's first unrolling in Spain. They're gonna start branching it out to, like,
Spain,
other parts of Europe and stuff like that. And specifically, really? Like, competitions on PlayStation. So, like, you know, I imagine it could be like Call of Duty competition, but you're gonna play it on PlayStation. They're doing their own league for esports. What do you think about that?
I'm down to play if they bring it over.
Some Street Fighter.
Yeah, man.
On PlayStation.
I love me some Street Fighter, man.
You use your stick.
I love me Street Fighter. I went. Oh yeah, we talked about that last time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's one of my favorite games. And I'd be down to do competitions online, you know, just kind of sitting at home, right?
I don't know if it's...
Would you go somewhere for it?
Then you might. Because, I mean, that way you can't complain that your internet's bad.
Well, I mean, if your internet's bad and you lose, then that's your problem.
Yeah,
but... You're the one whose internet goes out, then whatever, you lose soon.
You don't want somebody, you know, getting big on the PlayStation community and then complaining about PlayStation lag.
Everybody complains about PlayStation lag. That's PlayStation's infamous for, man. It's lag, dude.
There was that one guy, though, huh? That started the whole thing.
Nah, I mean, it was there before. Like people always said that the PS3 was the worst online experience.
Online.
Yeah, I mean it's just just because the place it's free. It was free. I mean the PS3 it was free.
Yeah.
And so they.
I thought it was just like just the console itself couldn't run the game and it was lagging. And that's what people were
complaining about. No, it was just the network. People were complaining about the network. Oh, the PS3 thing. Yeah, yeah. No, he complained specifically that the PS3 lagged with
and Street that's Fighter. Why he lost.
Yeah, and that's why he lost the match. But no, he's an idiot. He lost because he lost. But when it comes to the network thing though, like it was just people always said it. Yeah. Network is worse on PS3 because it's a free network,
I never had a problem with
it. You don't pay into it. I've had lag. I mean, whatever. I've been kicked out also.
Okay.
But Xbox, I mean, Xbox has the same problems. They have lag. They people get kicked out. And they make money, or I mean, all the money they charge people, they're supposed to be incorporated into fixing the network and improving all this stuff. But I mean, it still happens. No matter what system you're on, it's going to happen.
Yeah,
maybe it happened more on PS3, but I don't know if anybody even has any specific numbers, as to how often people get kicked out or whatever. But
yeah,
no, it doesn't matter. You're there's gonna be issues no matter what. There's always gonna be issues, like Assassin's Creed or
Assassin's Creed. Three patches now.
Three patches already.
Game's been there for like a week.
Yeah. Third patch, and it's going to be over 300 plus fixes. 300 plus fixes, not over 300 plus fixes.
Yeah.
That's a little redundant. But 300 plus fixes in this game. On the third patch. What's going on? What is this? What is this with people like selling broken games, man?
Yeah.
Come on. It's like Activision 2 is getting people on copyright infringements on YouTube because people are posting glitches and just issues,
right? Ways to cheat.
Ways of cheating. I mean, people are using these glitches to win easier during the PvP stuff. And so Activision's been taking the videos off and getting people for copyright infringements on YouTube, and they say it's only because of that. They're taking away the videos that show people how to cheat, taking advantage of these glitches in the game.
Yeah, I got a better idea, Activision. Just fix the cheats.
Right? Yeah.
If you fix it, people can't cheat no more.
People are doing the beta testing for them, right?
Yeah.
And that seems to be happening, with almost every game nowadays. I don't know. That just seems to be the thing now, dude. You don't even, do they even test their games anymore?
I don't know.
Just have the people do it, and they release the game knowing this? Like, hey, we're going to just release the game. If they find problems, we'll fix them later. So, save money, not pay people to actually do the testing for them?
How much can they actually fix in patches, It's like... Is it that easy? Can you just, put a new skin on the game? Hey, look, now you're not playing Assassin's Creed. Now you're playing Zelda 4. Bam, patch. there's going to be stuff that you just can't fix, right?
Yeah. I mean, they have to do beta testing, dude. They have to do this. They got to fix the stuff before it comes out.
I mean, just do closed betas. Invite, 10,000 people or something like that to do a little beta of your game.
Because if you keep selling bad products, people are gonna eventually stop buying your products. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Everybody. So, doesn't matter who you are.
Except Nintendo, they do put up. Well, there's been some recent glitches in Smash Bros. Right?
Yeah, Smash, the new Smash for Wii U.
There's that one bug that banned people for 1,000 years. And the Smash Bros. Was that 3DS or Wii U?
I don't know. I really don't. I don't remember hearing about that one.
All right. Well, there's one of the versions of Smash Bros. At least I think it might have been. I don't remember if it was 3DS or Wii U. There was a bug. If you lost a certain number of times, if you did bad, the game would freak out and your account would get banned. For 1,348 years. It was a very specific number.
1,000 years of pain.
It was just a bug in the game. Like, it wasn't like you were trying to cheat or something. Like, if you lost like 5 times in a row or something like that, bam, banned.
That's weird. Yeah. That is so weird.
It's just this weird bug.
So people have to call Nintendo support to get unbanned?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they can recognize, like, oh, yeah, this person's been banned for 1,000 years. I don't know.
You must have done something pretty bad, bro, to get banned for 1,000 years.
Nintendo does not want to support your suckage. Get a new game.
You are not right for Nintendo. Get out.
Get out.
There's also another glitch, and the guy that found it doesn't know how it happened. It just kind of happened on his game, where all the characters become these creepy looking things. They have like a, and it's different for every character. They have a, you know, like some characters will have a really flat face, where if they turn sideways, you know, you basically see in a line. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when they face the camera towards you, it, you know, it's just a big old round face, like, it's just, and it looks flat.
Wow.
And there's other other things are elongated. King Dedede's eyes look like they were like just kind of rolling all over the place, looking like he had some kind of cerebral problem.
Wow.
And it was pretty funny. There's a video of it on YouTube. You guys can look that up. Mm-hmm. And it's just it's interesting, but I think people want to replicate this glitch,
right?
Because it just looks hella funny.
I can imagine it being useful if you want to write like a creepypasta or something like that.
So yeah, I mean, as far as I know, nobody's figured out how to do it, and I don't even know if it was more than this guy, you know, that it has happened to, but. Hopefully someone will find a way to do it and just kind of use these weird characters even instead of, mm-hmm, like the normal looking ones.
Show up at a tournament. Head Ollie.
It seemed like some of these guys were like really big, like just like super, super characters, man. And I don't know if that affects their hitboxes or not, but
I imagine not. Yeah. I mean, unless they completely change the entire wireframe of the character.
If it doesn't affect their hitboxes, it'd be a really awkward fight.
Yeah.
It's like, I just hit you in the head, bro.
No, you hit my fake head.
So, yeah, that's kind of interesting. I'm sure they'll patch it as soon as they find the glitch or what happened. But,
Something else that's interesting is, the FCC has filed against Sony in a lawsuit that has been going on for a while now about false advertisement in their commercials.
For the Vita.
For the PlayStation Vita. Including mostly regarding features of remote play and cross play and stuff like that with the PlayStation 3. Which is true. I mean, the commercials kind of show you just kind of like playing a game and switching over to the Vita and just like walking out the door and stuff like that, which it couldn't do.
Does it make it seem like it was available for every game?
Did
the commercial actually like imply that?
It might have implied it, but I mean, just the very feature of just being able to like pause it on your PlayStation and start playing it on your Vita, you couldn't do that. As far as I know, you couldn't do that. And there was only like 5 games that would do it on the PlayStation 3. On the PS4, like pretty much every game will do it in some fashion or form. Sometimes the Vita is just a screen, and you can still use your controller.
Yeah.
I've noticed. Sometimes you just kinda do like the whole game on
Wii U
the Vita
controller.
Yeah, it's interesting. But people who bought PlayStation Vitas before January 1st, 2012, or something like that, will be getting
something like that.
Will be getting like a email or a letter or something like that, and they will be getting either cash money back, which I think is somewhere around $25, or you can go and put that in your PlayStation wallet for. As far as I understand, it called hard $50.
That's a new game.
That's Far Cry 4 right there. So, give me my money, Sonny. Because I bought a day one edition of the Vita, and
he's trying to convince me to buy one too, but
still happy with the purchase.
Just never, I mean,
you don't even have a 3DS, and you love Nintendo.
I love Nintendo.
You don't even have a handheld.
The only handheld I've had from Nintendo was the original Game Boy.
Why do you hate handhelds?
I just don't.
It's because you have big hands?
Maybe. Oh, I remember using your Vita. It was really awkward.
It's not awkward.
It is awkward, dude. My hands are huge. My hands are huge. And I kept pressing this back button deal on it.
Oh, the back screen?
Yeah.
That's why it has a little divot. You can't just put your fingers in the divot.
I couldn't. No, my hands don't work that way. I don't like the Vita. And handhelds are, I mean, even the Nintendo ones are, they're kind of small. And I don't know. Just not really into handhelds, I guess. I mean, I was into the Game Boy because it was a cool, I mean, it was new.
Yeah, back then, yeah.
Yeah, it was brand, it was new. Like, you could just play anywhere. It was four batteries. That's all. Just four batteries, dude.
Four batteries.
And they lasted forever.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they did.
Well, it seemed like forever when I was a kid.
They lasted like a day.
They did not. No.
A good, like, 8 hours of
gameplay. No. I would play Metroid 2 on that at least four times before the batteries ran out. At least four times.
2 hour sessions each.
That was more than 2 hours. I think the first time I tried to beat that game, I think I did it over 4 hours. But that's just me. Like I go searching everywhere for everything. I'm that type of gamer, man. I just want to look everywhere. I want to push X in front of everything and make sure there's nothing there.
Especially with games, like, especially Naughty Dog games like Uncharted and Last of Us. Like, where's that hidden treasure?
My stuff?
My shiv?
But yeah, ever since then, I've never had another handheld besides a Game Boy, and I played all the Link ones. I played some of the Game Boy Color, but I didn't actually own one. I just played with a friend's handheld, and
yeah, that was my first one, the Game Boy Color.
The Game Boy Color.
That was my first Nintendo anything.
And I knew someone that also had the adapter for the Super Nintendo.
Okay, yeah,
where you could play the
Game Boy, Super Game Boy or something like that.
I don't remember what it was called, but yeah, you could play the Game Boy games on Super Nintendo, and that was a pretty cool feature. I mean, you buy that and you just play all the Game Boy games on the console.
Who needs to play on the go?
Handheld. I can just play on TV at home.
And it looks bigger and pixelated.
No, wasn't that bad. Not on the old TVs.
Yeah, not on the old TVs.
I still want to have an old TV. I want my games to look nice on my old TVs. No, they don't look so nice anymore.
Don't they make adapters to make it look nice?
Though? I don't know.
They can get like some.
It's just like I want to bring out my Super Nintendo, my regular Nintendo, my original Nintendo. I want to bring out all these consoles, but they look so crappy on my TV now.
Do they really?
You can see the difference. Like, you can.
Next time I'm over, plug one in. I want to see the difference.
It just doesn't. It doesn't look right. I wish I wouldn't have thrown away my other TV. But I mean, I wanted to go new. I wanted to go HD. So
gotta go big. Yeah. Go big or go home, right?
Now I'm gonna, I don't know, I might buy one. I mean, they're still around. I wonder if they're expensive now. Because
of gamers.
Yeah. People just want to play the old games.
Maybe. I don't know.
Hopefully it's not that bad. But I really do want to get one. The Steam sale starts this week.
On the 6th? Tomorrow, right?
The fall Steam sale starts this week. Sometime this week.
Wednesday the 26th, I think, and it goes until December 6th or something like that.
So, you know, buy all these games that you're not going to play.
Yeah.
Because they're really cheap. You'll get to them at some point. Just build that collection, though.
I mean, make your own YouTube channel as an excuse to play these games that you bought 5 years ago, because they were really cheap.
My library is not huge on Steam, but I do have a lot of games that I've bought because they were cheap at the time, like $3 or $5.
Yeah,
and like some AAA titles, yeah. And they're still kind of there, and
yeah,
I still want to buy more games, but I kind of tell myself no because they're just gonna.
We're addicts. Basically all it is. We're.
I want to have the games because I feel, hey, I am gonna play it at some point.
Yeah, like I always have this dream. This imaginary me, where I get to retire at like a decent age, so say like 50, 60, something like that, something nice and respectable. And then I'm like, oh, most people are like, oh, I retired and I'm super bored because I have nothing to do. And I'm just gonna be like, ha ha ha, I have decades of games that I've never played.
Dude,
that's my dream.
When my kids move out, I'm gonna play so many games.
So many so adult rated games. I mean,
boobies.
Boobie. Hashtag where's Adam?
Yeah, I mean, the kids do take away a lot of time, a lot of gaming time, but it's you have to do what you have to do, man.
The work takes away a lot of gaming
work time. Also, dude, I'm gonna quit my job and just be a gamer full time.
You heard it here first. I don't think your wife's gonna be too happy about
that. You know, I
it's about time she supports you in your dreams.
I was the only income for a long time. Now she can be the only income for a long time, you know.
Yeah.
Give a little, you take a little.
Give a little, take a little.
So, I really want to play all these games, and I don't really think I'm going to have a chance to play like I used to when I was a kid until my kids move out.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes. It's life, I guess.
It's a game of retirement plan. It's just wait till you're old, and then they can get mad at you for staying in bed all day.
I got so many years left, though.
And it has arthritis in my hands. I'm like, I can't hit the X fast enough. No! Why? It's gonna be like the episode of Twilight Zone. I have time now! I had time now!
Where's Eyes Fell Out? What was that? Oh, that was a Family Guy thing. Where he had a bunch of books to read.
Yeah.
Then his eyes fell out or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Twilight
Zone was his glasses break, and then he can't, like, read without his, like, glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was a good show, actually, Twilight Zone.
It was.
I watched that when I was younger.
I haven't seen it.
It was really creepy.
Some of them.
When you were a kid, they're creepy. I was younger than you.
Any of them with dolls were really creepy because I hate dolls.
Oh, dolls are creepy. Porcelain dolls, dude. You know what I'm talking about?
The mannequin one.
Oh, the ventriloquist dolls.
The ventriloquist dolls. Those,
oh my god, dude, those guys are the creepiest.
Girls don't understand this, but guys are terrified of these porcelain dolls that you guys just take with you everywhere.
Scary.
They just stare at you.
And like, you know they're turning their heads when you're not looking.
Mm-hmm.
They're turning their heads.
Dude, no. One time I was with my cousin, and we were in her room and we were playing that little Simon Says game, the little electronic Simon Says. Yeah.
The big one, the nice big one, the original.
It was decent size. Yeah. She had a porcelain doll, not a porcelain doll, but she had like a doll, like a fancy doll, like on her dresser, which is by her door and stuff like that. And she had dolls, she was a girl, but specifically this nice fancy one on her dresser. So we're playing Simon Says, and suddenly the lights go out in her room.
Uh-oh.
And we run out, but the rest of the house, the lights are on.
It was just the room. Was it a light bulb?
No, the switch got flipped down. The flip to the room got switched to off.
No.
And what's next to the light switch? Her doll on her dresser, right next to the light switch.
No.
I kid you not. This happened. This happened to me.
Maybe when you flipped it on, you didn't flip it on all the way?
It's a light switch. They flip on or off.
No, they can stay in the middle.
But still, why?
Well, you have to really try, though.
Yeah, you have to really try.
Maybe it was sabotage. Somebody did that.
No. She didn't have any siblings. Train whistle. I don't know if they can
hear. Was that really a train whistle?
That was a train whistle. Yeah, it was a train passing by. That was
a little creepy.
Yeah, it was perfect timing.
So how long ago did this happen?
I was younger. I was like in elementary school still. So
you're probably imagining things, dude. Some sort of genjutsu.
No, she was older than me. She was in like end of middle school, early high school.
Oh, she did this to you. Yeah, she did this to you.
She didn't get up. She was on the floor.
Yeah, but she probably left the switch like in the middle right there, and it's like it was slowly kind of just like.
She walked in, flipped the switch. We went and played games. It wasn't like it. Like we were in there for like 5 minutes and turned off or anything like that. We were in there for like a good like 30 minutes to an hour.
Man, so did you run out?
Oh yeah, we ran out. We both had the same thought in our head too when it happened.
The doll.
That it was the doll. We didn't say anything. We were just kind of like.
What happened to the doll after that?
I don't know.
Did you never go back in the room?
No. I really don't know. I can't recall if anything ever happened to the doll.
That's because the doll was never real. Daniel. Well, at least you got out of Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
Without any damage.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know,
you can get some real damage in the Twilight Zone.
Trauma's damage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely. I never looked at dolls before very friendly. What if
your girlfriend got a doll?
She has dolls. She just hasn't brought them over. It's been a issue of contempt. I mean, she brought the Raggedy Ann dolls, and those are kind of creepy, but not so bad.
Those aren't creepy at all.
Things with human faces, dude. That's what does it. Like, that's the trigger. If it has a human face, it's creepy.
So what if it's a doll with a devil's face?
Well, still, that's human in nature.
Yeah. Oh, I guess so, yeah.
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 If it was, like, a bear doll, I'm not going to be that creeped out by it.
You mean a bear?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, well, I think we don't have any more things to discuss. We'll wrap it up here. Send us your questions at uncorkgamers@gmail.com. That's right, we got a new email now. And send us your questions also on Twitter at uncorkgamers. And we'll be sure to answer those on the next podcast. Thanks for listening, as always.
All right, guys, have a good one.
And if you're on iTunes, we are working and trying to figure out why episodes 5 and 6 are not on iTunes. But you can always get those on our WordPress site. That is treasongaming831.wordpress.com.
All right, guys.
Bye.